When McAllister Mayor Steve Harrison first heard state lawmakers were writing a law to end citywide bans on fracking and drilling, he contacted his state representative. Then he called local leaders in other communities and sent a protest letter to Governor Mary Fallon. That didn't work. The efforts failed, and the bill was signed. Mayor Harrison's final move was writing a eulogy.
This is Requiem for an Ordinance, 1974 to 2015. Ordy, as I like to call him, never caused trouble for anyone while he was here. Leastwise, I never heard a complaint.
The sarcastic ode was published in the mayor's newsletter. I met Harrison at a park and public pool near one of the city's oldest neighborhoods.
We were told that an ordinance down in Texas had created a ruckus, and that since Ordy was related, he would have to go.
Harrison is talking about the voter-approved fracking ban in Denton, Texas, enacted last year. The Denton frack ban spooked lawmakers in Texas and Oklahoma. Both states have since outlawed such ordinances.
Now, I didn't know that Ordy even knew anybody in Texas. He didn't get out much. If he had any Texas relatives, he never admitted it to me.
56 aye, 22 nay.
But Oklahoma lawmakers made it clear the state doesn't approve of citywide prohibitions on fracking, drilling, and other oil and gas activities.
Representative Reniger, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Republican House Speaker Jeff Hickman, who authored the law, addressed McAllister's ordinances specifically.
Is this bill going to completely wipe that out?
Yes, they would need to update that with reasonable restrictions that are authorized in here, but they could not have a blanket ban.
Other city officials spoke out against the bill as lawmakers debated it during the legislative session. The anti-frack ban law doesn't go into effect until August, but it's already changing drilling ordinances in cities across Oklahoma.
All right, I'd like to go ahead and call to order this regular meeting of the Stillwater Planning Commission.
Stillwater has been updating its 70s-era drilling rules. Some residents, many rattled by earthquakes linked to oil and gas production that routinely shake the area, have pushed for tougher local drilling ordinances.
I can lay in my bedroom and listen to the noise and the vibrations.
There are serious health hazards.
Leaders assumed the state law was inevitable, so they delayed discussion and re-examined their ordinance. The situation is similar in Norman. Later this month, an updated oil and gas ordinance will get a second reading. The proposed rules were written to comply with the new state drilling law. One change spells out a specific process by which oil and gas companies can challenge the city's rules as unlawful under the new state mandate. Back in McAllister, Mayor Harrison says the ability to ban certain activities is central to municipal zoning authority. He says the new state drilling law could make McAllister's zoning rules nonsensical.
So, you know, we can't have a barbershop or a beauty salon in a residential area, but now we're supposed to allow oil wells.
But oil and gas drilling is a special kind of business, especially in Big Energy, Oklahoma. Mineral rights are a type of property afforded special oversight and strict legal protections. That's why officials in some cities have scrambled to retool their local drilling rules. But in McAllister, there's no rush.
Well, we're going to leave our ordinance in place. There's no reason, I think, to change it.
Harrison says there are oil and gas deposits underneath McAllister, but no oil company has ever asked to drill within the city limits. Harrison, who spent most of his career working for the energy industry, knows that could change if or when the price of oil goes up. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.